You're listening to the audio production of The Headmistress of Rosemere by Sarah E. Ladd, published by Thomas Nelson and read by Henrietta Meir.
I lovingly dedicate this novel to my parents, Anne and Wayne. Thank you for going on this journey with me and for believing in my dreams. Chapter 1. Darbury, England, February 1816. There was no doubt in William Stirling's mind. He was being followed. He was an easy target now more than ever. He knew better than to travel at such a late hour in the moors, when midnight's haze shrouded the moon's grey light and the new-fallen snow gave the illusion of an even terrain. An owl's mournful cry sliced the night's uncomfortable silence, and with a sharp click of his tongue, William urged his mount into a faster gait. He'd avoided the main road that leads directly to Eastmore Hall's iron gate, for it was too broad, too exposed. He chose instead the cart path leading from Darbury's town square to Wainslow Peak, for although it was narrow and masked with snow, he'd be hidden. The thoroughbred beneath him pranced and skittered to the left, tossing his magnificent head in tenacious indignation. William regarded the horse's caution. Perhaps the stubborn beast was wiser than he was. He could dismount and lead Angus back to Eastmore Hall on foot. Considering the ice and wind, it would be less treacherous. But the walk would be long and would slow his pace considerably. As quickly as he had the thought, the memory of the two suspicious men who'd been eyeing him at Griffith's End Inn came back. No, he needed the protection of Eastmore Hall. Now, William tightened his knees against the animal's sides and cast yet another glance over his shoulder. Yah! In spite of the frigid air,